Backers of SAFE, the Savings Accountability and Full Enforcement California Act, announced they have gathered almost 800,000 signatures, well over the number needed to get the measure on November's ballot. Former L.A. County District Attorney Gil Garcetti is one of the primary backers of the measure.
I can almost guarantee you this is going to pass. Things have changed. When I have arch political conservatives sign the petition, and they tell me, you know, 5-10 years ago, I would have laughed at you, but now, this is a colossal waste of money, Gil. Yes, I'll sign, and they sign.
The initiative is endorsed by many current and former law enforcement officers and a broad range of faith organizations. Perhaps surprisingly, many victims' rights groups support it, too. They say the death penalty does little for victims and spends too much money on the accused. However, conservative journalist Charles Johnson, who supports the death penalty, says the money could be saved by shortening the appeals process.
I mean, it seems to me that there's effectively an endless appeals process.
Sometimes innocent people are wrongly convicted and executed, despite safeguards in the system. Frankie Carrillo was convicted of first-degree murder at the age of 16. He was exonerated after 20 years in prison because all the witnesses claimed police intimidation and recanted their testimony. He was too young to receive the death penalty, but he's well aware that his age was the only thing that saved him. He is now working with Death Penalty Focus.
But now that I'm part of the people, I'm free, I can vote. I feel an obligation to not only share my story, but to get involved. I think it would be tragic of me to get out after what I've gone through and just sit around and do nothing.
He was asked why he had any faith that the system could be reformed after what he went through. In an emotional response, he said,
I really have to base it on a childhood memory of, you know, pledge allegiance to the flag and the last word being, you know, and... The last word being, you know, injustice for all. And for some bizarre reason, I suppose, that was my anchor, just that this would somehow, this is a mistake, mistakes can be corrected. And
a September field poll found 68% of Californians support abolishing the death penalty. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Melissa Runnels.